many people say it is news, and, you know, it troubles me that it is news, because anywhere else in the Western world, it wouldn't be. The reality is that, you know, in the rest of the Western world, that lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans police officers are quite prevalent within the service. Part of the problem in the north of Ireland here is that we have lots of difficulties historically with high levels of discrimination within the police, in terms of, you know, a heavy kind of unionist Protestant background and mainly male. Now, the police service in Northern Ireland have obviously made lots of different changes in terms of the 50-50 arrangement and the positive discrimination towards Catholic people in order to try and even that balance out. But still, there is a very, very small proportion of lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans police officers. And the police service appear to be being very proactive in trying to rectify that, and I welcome that. It's a massive stride in the right direction. You know, no amount of training can train, you know, heterosexual police officers to deal with the very specific lesbian and gay and bisexual issues. And I mean, obviously in Newry in particular, we had a particular issue just 2 years ago at Pride, where a couple of our members were very viciously attacked in a homophobic crime. And, you know, it is our view that largely these crimes are on the rise, and, you know, the police are doing, I hope to be doing, all that they can in order to try and quell that.
Do you feel like this positive recruitment drive is needed, or do you think it's needed to encourage more officers? I suppose what I'm trying to say, Rory, is do you think LGBT people who would be officers are put off by the culture in the PSNI?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, historically, you know, the police service, and not just in Northern Ireland, but around the world, is quite a macho kind of atmosphere, if you like, and a lot of people would maybe never have seen the PSNI as a viable option for them. And I think that the fact that the police are reaching out to this particular community would maybe give someone thoughts that they wouldn't necessarily have already had. You know, it might have been a career that you just simply didn't consider before. And the reality is, as well, in the north of Ireland here, is that, you know, unemployment is on the rise, and there are very few really good jobs out there left, you know, for people who maybe don't necessarily have the qualifications to go on and to thrive in other areas. So I think it's excellent in terms of the police service's pension plan and to good pay, that, you know, everyone is given the opportunity to apply for and to make a difference in that role.
Do you think you'll see more LGBT police officers being recruited?
I really genuinely do think so, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of LGBT people are quite caring individuals and want to make a change in the society around them. And I think that perhaps they didn't feel like the police would be the best way in which they can reach their potential. And now that the police are actually reaching out to that community and hope to employ 300 new officers by next March, I think it is very likely that the LGBT police will increase within the north of Ireland, and I think that's great. I mean, I think that it's important. I think that, you know, we have a normalisation of police here in the north. I think that if you go to any other large city anywhere in sort of even Ireland or in the United Kingdom, the police service have been marching in pride parades for years. And this year was the first year that the police service marched in prides here in the north. And it was massive news. But it was only massive news because we live in such a strange place in the north of Ireland, where, you know, everything is massive news because it seems to be a big step towards equality. The reality is that, you know, we are all kind of living in the past here. And I think that we are just having quite a sped up movement through the era.